welcome you back. This is Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk, and we're on the Michigan Business Network. Let's hop right back in.
Eventually, it led to a book with McGraw-Hill, which is very cool. You're the author of One Simple Idea, Turn Your Ideas into a Licensing Gold Mine While Letting Others Do the Work. And it seems that you've had a pretty good knack for that over the years.
Well, I was really surprised when I received a call from the vice president of McGraw-Hill and said I should write a book. I don't think that ever happens too often. I thought, well, this is interesting. Why would I write a book? And one of my early students was Tim Ferriss, that wrote the best-selling, you know, book, 4-Hour Work Week. And I called Tim. I said, Tim, what should I do? And he said, well, Steve, you know, if you decide to write it, make sure you don't leave anything out. And sure enough, I wrote for the One Simple Idea for McGraw-Hill, and it's been selling for over 6 years now, and it's still a very popular book. Because guess what, Michael? I gave it all away.
Yeah.
I put everything that I've learned in 30 years, and I've been coaching other people now for 16, and in my coaching system, I just put everything in the book for $20.
Right.
And I did exactly what Tim said. He also said, if you're going to write a book, write it like it's your last, and don't hold back. Don't tease your audience. Give it all away. If you're really, truly an expert, give it all away, and it will come back tenfold. And that's exactly what I did.
It's so awesome. And I you know, as I hear these things, I didn't even know the Tim Ferriss thing, but that's an awesome connection as well. It doesn't surprise me. You really impacted a lot of people through InventRight, and we're going to talk in a second just a little bit more about your coaching. I wanted to ask you really quick, though, because our listeners are going to sit here and go, man, he has all this success. It must have been so easy, and just success just was he was a magnet to it. And I got to believe there was times that were challenging, or there was one moment that really was like the most challenging for you. Can you talk a little bit about what that looked like for you, and how did you get through it?
I think it's all challenging.
Yeah.
You know, I think I don't want anybody to think it's the easiest thing to do. It's not the easiest. It's not hard either. My father told me, if you find something you really like to do, you'll never work a day in your life. And I think he was right. But also, I think what he was also saying, that if you find something you really love to do, during those hard times, you'll keep pushing through. And I think that's really important, because I could probably wallpaper my house with rejection letters. I've been rejected so many. So I'm in the business of rejection. How's that?
Perfect.
And so, a lot of people don't like it. I don't like it either. I just deal with it, I think, a little differently. When someone tells me no, I don't give up. I just, it makes me want to try harder. So I just try to figure it out. If someone tells me no, you know, what can I do to change it? So I also know that because of the business of submitting ideas to companies, I do know it's going to be a lot of no's. I'm going to have to reach out to a lot of companies, and I'm going to have to come up with a lot of ideas. So, yes, I have been rejected many, many times. And yes, it does bother me, but I don't give up.
Perfect. And I think that I want to dive into that, because I'm sure some of the listeners are just as curious as I am. So you often will have ideas or have over your career, and now you coach people around that. And given kind of what you said, that you give a lot of it away, you share with people exactly what they need to do in order to take their idea and get it licensed and potentially make money, even if they don't own the patent sometimes. You've been able to coach people on how to do that. And I think for a lot of people, even myself as an IP attorney, I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. I like to hear exactly how he's able to do this. Because I've seen some of the testimonies around some of your clients and stuff. And so you have this company called Eventbrite that people can come and you will coach them or work with them to be able to gain those licensing knowledge. Is that correct?
Yes. It's kind of interesting. About 16 years ago, I went to my first inventors group. by accident. I went there, a friend said, hey, they get together and they talk about inventions. And I'm like, well, why do they do that? I didn't understand it. So I went, and I was very surprised that people were struggling with how to bring a product to market. And I guess I was just a little bit of surprise. So I brought some things that I had brought to market through licensing. I showed everybody. And I guess I was a pretty popular guy in the room. And I was pretty quiet at that time. And I found my voice. And I started talking more and more about it. And over the years, I kept on talking about it. And everybody asked, what is InventRight? What are you doing? I said, I don't know what it's ever going to be, and I don't really care. I just like to talk about it because this industry has been very good to me, and I've been very, very fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought I would ever... I really don't have very many skills. It's like the one skill I have, and it's something I really love to do. So I just talked about it.
And now, a word from our sponsors. Again, Michael Melfi with the Trep Talk on the Michigan Business Network. Mm-hmm.